If you would now, close your eyes and focus on your breathing and let your attention begin to move away from the world, away from your cares, and inside into a state of relaxation. Just focus on your breathing and turn your awareness inside. When you breathe in, think the word be. And when you breathe out, think the word calm. And if other thoughts in your mind, that's okay. Just refocus on my words and on your breathing and on be calm. There is no right way to do this. So you may be distracted by other thoughts. But just keep directing your attention towards my words and towards greater relaxation and healing. And as I count, you're going to step down. Just imagine yourself stepping down some stairs. Whenever I count, you'll take a step down. 7, down. 6, down. 5, down. 4, down. 3, down. 2, down. And with 1, imagine that you're in a beautiful, peaceful place. Imagine that it's a beautiful pasture and that there are flowers in a breeze and that it is a warm spring day. And I would like you, if you would, to imagine that there is rain. But instead of being water, it's like sprinkles of golden light raining on you. And I want you to imagine what it would feel like to absorb golden healing light through your skin into your body. And imagine what it would be like to actually take this light in through your heart and pump it through your circulation to the parts of your body most in need of healing. So just imagine for a moment that these rays of light, healing light, are pouring, raining down on you, and that they're absorbed through your skin and moves through your circulation to the places most in need of healing in your body. And even imagine, if you would, that you put out your hands like you would in a rain, and it feels wonderful and warm and healing. And imagine that that golden light keeps being absorbed through your skin and into your circulation, so that you're feeling the light outside of you and feeling it absorbed through your body, through your circulation, and being taken where you need healing. What I want you to do is, when the golden healing light rains down on you, allow your body to absorb the spirit that's sent from God. And know, as Galatians 5:22 and 23 states, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, a quiet mind, kind acts, well-doing, faith, gentle behavior, and control over your desires. And know that that's what God wills for us. He wills for us to have a quiet spirit and for us to be able to resist the cruelties and the evil that may be in the world around us, and to be strengthened and enveloped and protected and loved and held in spirit. But you must remember that this is a practice, and it's something that you need to do every day to remind your own mind and your inner self not to be so caught up in the things of this world, because they are only a shadow of the radiance that God has for us. So when you go inside and you pray and you're more contemplative, then you're ready to receive the peace and the calm and the gentleness of spirit. And you can practice alone, or you can practice with someone else, or even in a group. A family can listen to this. It doesn't matter. God wants you to become centered and peaceful. If you'll recall in the parable of the prodigal son, when the prodigal son returned home, the father wanted to have a celebration because his son had realized what he had left behind, and he had realized what a poor substitute the world was for the magnificent gifts of his father's home. And God celebrates when you turn toward him. There is a celebration, and you can feel it in your heart if you will clear out the things of the world that bring you down. When we pray, it's far more important to have a sense of the greatness of God than of the greatness of our problem. So often we focus on the problem instead of God and asking him to help us get through it. So try to put your mind in a higher place. And one way you can do this sometimes is to even imagine yourself climbing up a ladder and imagine your higher self, your spiritual self that's filled with God, looking down at a situation where you feel stuck, and see how it looks different to you. And that's a tool you can use to get above a problem, to transcend that with the help of God. Remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. In Zechariah 4:6, God said, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit." And as you have rays of golden healing light falling on your shoulders and raining around you, remember from the Old Testament that God says his brightness is like the sun. Rays come forth from his hand where the power is hidden. Even the name of God is filled with power. And it's very powerful when you're in a situation to say to yourself, "I thank God for the perfect solution to this problem in the divine order." Keep turning it over to God and over to his power. And don't rely on worldly things to solve your problem. And you can thank God for your ideal relationship, or thank God for your ideal job. And as you repeat these in your mind, it's like a prayer to God. And remember that if we ask, we receive. And perhaps it won't be in the same package that your worldly mind expects, but but it will be what's best for you. So you can say over and over again, I thank God for the perfect solution to this problem in the divine order. Or I thank God for my perfect healing. I thank God for my perfect healing. I thank God for joy and love and miracles. I thank God for joy and love and miracles. It's important that we not scale down our standards to meet human frailty, but let God empower us to rise up to meet them. So you don't want to bring down your standards to meet the world. You want to have an inner center and an inner light in an inner direction. This is very important for us and for our children. Give that gift to your children of having a center in what is right, in what is true, in what is profoundly beautiful. So when they're tested by the world, they have a firm inner sense that cannot be shaken. And as you imagine this, imagine that outside of you, you can feel the presence of others, and you become aware that you're surrounded by four angels. And just imagine that they have a gentle, supportive, loving presence. And I want you to imagine what it would be like to have an angel standing in front of you that protects you and only allows thoughts and feelings that are good for you to get past her. If someone speaks in anger towards you or in negative ways, you don't absorb that. That belongs to them. The angel stops it, so that you only absorb what you need to. If there's something in that message that's important for your own growth and development, the angel lets it in. On the other hand, if it's negative and does you no good, she stops it. So that you could even imagine being in court, being cross-examined by a very mean attorney who's really trying to get you rattled. And I want you to imagine that angel stands between you and the attorney that's cross-examining you and does not let the negativity through. And know that you can be protected in this way. And imagine that there's an angel behind you, in her hands or on your shoulders, and that from that angel you feel acceptance, that you feel you can stand in the world just as you are, not as you think you should be or could be, but as you are now. And that doesn't mean that you don't strive for something better, but that you say to yourself, as she would, I like and appreciate myself just the way I am. Repeat that to yourself now, because that's important for our healing. Because if we don't accept where we are, very difficult to move past it. So now repeat to yourself the affirmation, I like and appreciate myself just the way I am. And you can repeat that now. And you may want to repeat it many times during the day so that you train your brain to say that to yourself. And you will find that that motivates you to do good in a better way than telling yourself how you should be. Because when we tell ourselves how we should be, It stops our motivation. Mother Teresa said during her work that a joyful heart was her best protection. So as she walked through the streets, she was able to keep joy in her heart and be of the greatest service. So say to yourself, in my life, I choose joy and love and miracles. This day, I choose joy and love and miracles. And over time, you will realize that miracles are around us and you'll begin to see them. And you will tell your brain that it's important to be joyous. And as you train your brain to focus on those things, you will see more of the miraculous around you. And you will realize that you can choose joy in your heart many times, even when there is great sadness or negativity around you. It's up to you, really. And it affects our health and our well-being, as well as our service to mankind. So you choose to be a loving person. You choose to act in loving ways. It's good for your body. It's good for your health. And it's healing for others. Our body was designed to attune to other people. And you can see this with an infant and a mother. If the mother does not attune to that baby, can't look in that baby's eyes and interact with it, the child isn't developed normally. So it is that fundamental that we be in touch with our true selves and really look at other people and share joy and love and miracles, as well as other true feelings. And now I want to show you how to let go of things, because we all have things that trouble us. And feelings are good, even negative feelings, if you have successful ways to let go of them. And this is just one exercise in letting go. So imagine you're standing at a fountain and the sun is shining through the water. And imagine that there's small, smooth stones all around the fountain. And picture yourself taking a stone in your left hand and a stone in your right hand. And each of these stones represents a problem or a block in your life that you're ready to let go of. So turn your attention to the stone that you pick up in your left hand. What does that stone represent that's weighing you down, that you need to let go of or deal with? Just think for a minute what it represents. And you may have been dealing with this for a very long time, but you're going to be programming your brain to find ways to let go of it. And then turn your attention to the stone in your right hand and think, what problem does this represent that I'm now ready to let go of? And when you know that, when you know about the stone in your right hand, the stone in your left hand, stand back from the fountain and let them go. Let go of the stone in your left hand and let go of the stone in your right hand. And I want you to just, if you would, take a moment to picture your life without those problems. Picture what it would be like if you didn't have those problems anymore. And just take a minute to form a mental image of your life without the problem. And the more times you picture things, the more powerful it becomes, because our brain follows our pictures. So if you're rehearsing for a speech sometime, you never want to imagine yourself making a mistake. You want to picture doing it right. And that's what you're doing after you let go of the stones. Now, you may have to do this many, many, many times. And the best times to do it are right when you wake up in the morning before you get out of bed, and when you lie down at night. You don't always need to use this recording to practice. You can practice on your own throughout the day, picturing throwing away the problem symbolically with this stone and picturing what your life would be like free of that problem. And you may need to do this many, many times, over and over again, to train your brain to find ways to let go of that problem, to face it, to go through it. And as you have gone through this recording, you may feel heavier. You may have begun to feel heavier. And your head may feel heavier. And your arms may feel heavier. And your legs may feel heavier in a very pleasant way. And just know that this state of deep relaxation is very healing. And it is also healing to imagine, as we did, that your body heals itself, because you are your best physician. And I'm going to count backwards from 3 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll open your eyes and you'll feel calm and refreshed. And if you're in bed and you're asleep and you don't want to wake up, it's okay too. You can just let the recording stop on its own. 3, calm. 2, relaxed. 1,